Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So-and-so, blah, blah, blah. She's about your age. And I immediately felt like, well, we haven't discussed how old I am, so what's the obvious follow-up question? Oh, how old do you think I am? Okay. All right. Here comes the answer. She responds, oh, about 50. And I replied, that's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
That
no,
is not that wrong.
But you were caught off guard by the number, how it sounded?
I thought the response would be 40s.
It might have been better if she'd even said approaching 50.
Everybody's approaching
because
it.
Because about 50 could be, yeah, you're somewhere between 46 and 52.
You're right.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hello. I'm 46.
46. Happy birthday.
You know what I thought about yesterday? That's being 46 is not shocking. What's shocking is, Josh, how old are you?
26.
Yeah. I started sitting in this chair when I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really messed up. Why are you guys all still listening to me? Why am I here? How is this possible?
Mm-hmm.
I was 25 when I sat down here with Howard.
Does it feel the same?
Well, the Sabres are bad.
Room looks the same.
The room. We've got a bet board, and there's a Gene Steratore cutout.
Yeah.
What right. else?
Blues Brothers poster, I think, might have been here.
It might have been. 21 years ago, I wasn't so mad at Gene Steratore all the time. We didn't have a wide receiver big board 21 years ago.
No, I don't think.
I think we're going to keep
really?
That.
Are we sure about that?
We're going to keep that there for about 21 more years, by the way.
This is the first time I've ever gone to that famous birthdays website and not seen a TikTok or YouTuber at the number one.
That's because the resume is too good. The list is too good.
Well, there's only one person that precedes a list of TikTok and YouTubers after. Mm. Messi.
Messi's birthdays today?
Messi's birthdays. Wait a minute. No. This is delayed today.
I would have known that.
They haven't updated today's birthdays yet. It still says today's birthdays are the 24th.
Yeah, Messi. Yeah, I would have known
Hold
Messi.
On.
I don't think there's anybody who can sneak by me. I know my roster.
Okay, no, your top six are all TikTok / YouTubers until you get to George Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start rolling with some
George
Ricky Gervaises after that.
Happy birthday, Jonas Enroth. Happy birthday, Carlos Delgado.
See Jonas
Happy
Enroth,
birthday, Sonia Sotomayor. Happy birthday, the late Anthony Bourdain.
Yep. There's
George
there's
Orwell, too.
George Orwell.
Wow.
We got a squad.
Legend.
It's a squad. And I've got a couple friends that share this birthday with me. I'm 46. Happy birthday to me.
Yep. If you have friends that share the same birthday, are you more likely to go out to celebrate your birthday every year?
Sometimes. I would say in both cases of the people that I know that share a birthday with me, it was more meeting them along the way and then, we have the same birthday. And then you kind of, I don't know, click and you become friends off that. Acquaintances, friends, whatever.
So the source of the friendship would be that you had the same birthday?
It can sometimes be a nice, icebreaker point. You're out for your birthday. That's my birthday too. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I see. Okay.
You know.
Right.
That's happened a couple times. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday to me. It's my birthday, which means a few things. One, you have to be nice to me today. In the chat, you have to be nice to me. Number two, I'm not going to get shouty, yelly, mad at the Sabres today. It's not. I'm not.
I think as it being your birthday, you have the right to if you want to.
I don't think a grown man should be as angry. I say this. I watched the afternoon show and listened to the afternoon show, and I was just like, yeah, all that stuff, everything you guys said. But since it's my birthday today, I'm not going to lose control. About the Sabres.
About
a Sabres press conference.
Right.
Not even like an outcome. But man, that was pretty rough. We're going to talk to Paul at 7 o'clock. Paul at 7. 100 holes is tomorrow for me. So we've got Simon Bennett, 8:30, tell us about, you know, the history of the 100 holes as we get going, try to raise some more money for our causes. And, you know, just hang out.
Mm-hmm. Have some fun.
Yep. So anyway, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring. You can say happy birthday and give us a take on the Sabres. For my birthday, fill the phone lines so we can talk and we can, I don't know, figure out what we're going to do with this hockey team. Yesterday was...
I can't promise that I won't lose control at some point over the course of today.
To me, yesterday was a great example of, I listened to the press conference and, you know, sports, one of the things that sports is a monoculture. We all take in the same thing and then talk about it. It's kind of like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones.
Yep.
This is the Sabres show. Around here, everybody watches this show. And I watched yesterday's episode, and I came out of that episode thinking, man, wow. I mean, everything about what was said is the wrong tone to take.
Mm-hmm.
Am I nuts? The GM kind of approaches everything in some defiant, who are you? Who is anyone to doubt me? Mindset. Like, where'd that come from? What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought how, you know, when we talked to Brandon Bean, he's defiant about the draft, but he's earned it.
Right.
You can be defiant. He's got, we did this well. What are you guys worried about? And even if we don't agree, you kind of have to say, like, well, I mean, you know, he's passionate about what he's built, and he's passionate about these decisions, and it's not all been exactly right. But the guy, hey, the guy's got a resume. The guy's got some wins on the card. I mean, not a Super Bowl, but whatever. Like, you can bring the receipts, and the Sabres GM cannot do that.
No, is it two of every three times there's a press conference that there is something that is off-putting?
Yeah.
How often is it? Like, taxes and palm trees maybe swallows everything whole and makes it seem like
it happens
all the time, but it's starting to happen a lot, I think.
Yeah. Well, the news is Paterka has asked for a trade.
100%.
Can we all now say,
yes.
Yes, the agent is posturing. They don't have to do anything, but we all know all the stuff, all the smoke about Paterka is real.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to November, when we started to kind of talk about that. Adams would not answer about Paterka, and that's, you know, he doesn't want to lie, okay? So he didn't. He said, I don't want to talk about it.
And in that, he basically told the truth without really telling the truth, because did not do a great job of hiding it at all.
No.
If there was, maybe he doesn't care, if there was a goal in that press conference to not confirm to everybody that Paterka has asked for a trade, they absolutely did not do that yesterday.
Right.
Under no circumstance did they do that. I mean, it might be tough because they did talk the way about Alex Tuch the way you might have hoped they would talk about Paterka, right? Like, oh, we've talked to him and he wants to be here and be a part of the solution. Like, no, we heard you talk about two separate players in the same press conference in very different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any hiding it. And I wonder if the source of the, you know, the attitude or the tone that came across about misinformation in Matias Samuelsson was actually frustration about the Paterka situation. That, you know, misinformation, like, I'm not going to say that the Paterka stuff is misinformation because it doesn't sound like it is. So, but I'm angry about it. So I'm going to take it out on you because of this other Samuelson blurb that got mentioned earlier in the week.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's the same reporter.
You're yelling about something that you can yell about.
Right. Yeah. And it's the same reporter. So, right. But just my biggest holdup is the Samuelson part of it. To not have the sense that your fans are not mad about misinformation about Samuelson. That might have been the highlight of their week as a Saber fan, was the idea that he might no longer play for the team. He's got to be the most unpopular player on the roster.
It's up there.
If he's not number one, he's on the list.
The other players that would be listed below him are players that maybe people don't know are on the roster.
Right. Lafferty or somebody. So the idea that, okay, they are fed up with him and are ready to move on for a buyout that is basically a rounding error on their salary cap. Like, I think that was met with
mocking. It was mocked. The concept was mocked.
And the concept of them buying him out was mocked.
The concept of them buying him out was mocked. We haven't had that conversation once, and that's not fair to Sammy or something like that. Like, that's...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the concept was mocked. The funny thing about the Samuelson thing is, what was it, Monday, that we kind of bent over backwards thinking, what if they thought ahead, so far ahead,
right,
that they envisioned this buyout? It actually, the concept of buying out Samuelson, they don't have to do it. Maybe they don't want to buy him out because they're going to trade him for a second-round pick, and it's a free second-round pick. Who knows? But we bent over backwards trying to think, could they have thought so far ahead, thinking that a buyout here wouldn't be that bad if it's not going well? Because the buyout's not bad at all. And then the other side of it was, I joked to you that maybe the buyout dead cap number isn't high enough, and they'd like it better if it were higher, like a Skinner that's $4 million dead cap and $6 million dead cap, which next year Skinner's 6.4. Are they happy about dead caps? Who knows? Anyway, that's budget stuff. But man,
well, there's a huge money part of it too. Like, there's no credit given to the idea, to the fact that they would even consider it. Like, and I don't believe that. Does anyone believe that? That they didn't bring it up for 30 seconds in a meeting?
I think I believe that they did not discuss it.
Not even one time.
Well, when there is, here's the thing.
Because that to me is a problem, that you have a player that is that poor and you have a way out, and no, what, people afraid to mention it in the room?
They didn't buy out Sobotka, and he was one of the worst forwards in the league.
Did they talk about it, though?
I don't, who knows?
You should at least discuss these things.
Right.
I would think, when a player is falling way short of what you paid him to do, that's like, I don't, we'll talk to Paul about this. Like, what is the defense for keeping him around? For not even being willing to consider it, and enough to be mad that it would be out there that you would be willing to consider it. It's incredible. Over that player, I mean, in the money part of it, if you buy him out right now, what do you owe him? You owe him $7 million?
Yep.
And yes, it's spread out over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
If you wait till next year to buy out Matias Samuelson, just hypothetical, and this is more even for like the Pegula end of it, and that maybe not wanting to spend a lot of money.
It doubles, right?
Well, the buyout doubles, but add in the $4.285 million that you're going to pay him this year. So money you're going to pay to Matias Samuelson, you buy him out right now, it's $7.1 million. The buyout's 11, and you're paying 0.4, and you're paying him 4.2. So you're approaching $16 million paid to him just by waiting a year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And buying them out next year.
It feels like that's the kind of thing they maybe should discuss.
It almost feels like a layup.
Yeah.
Unless you believe the player is way better than everybody else does, or well, way more important than everybody else does.
There's that word, believe. We believe. I believe. I mean, it's tough because the Sabres, as an organization, have been defined by inaction and simply believing things will get better. That's a lot of what they do. I believe in this. And not to shift away from Samuelson, we can get there, but belief in UPL and Levi. I believe in them. I have all the belief in the world in them. I almost want to follow up. How much belief do you have in Connor Hellebuyck? Like, yeah. Some goalies are good and some goalies are not good and some goalies you're not sure about. Believing right. in UPL and Levi is not a strategy. That's what they did this past
year.
Well, for them, hasn't it been? It has been.
It has been their strategy.
It's not a strategy. Believing in UPL and Levi, that's what they did this year. And Levi couldn't stay in the NHL.
Right.
And UPL had a terrible year. And in key moments, they rode James Reimer down the stretch.
Right.
James Reimer down the stretch, who basically moved their draft position from, like, what, 6th to 9th? And yesterday, Jerry Fortin says they got, like, 7 players they like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to James Reimer. I'm not sitting here telling you they should have tanked. But they turned to James Reimer, a guy that got waived, yeah. and then they got him back. We believe in UPL and Levi. It's just kind of tough. It's really tough to see a professional sports organization run in such a way that they should be as embarrassed as any team in the professional sports sphere about
yeah.
their results for more than a decade, and they're still kind of defiant about it. We haven't even gotten to what I thought was the low point of the press conference. And, you know, were there high points?
Of the press conference?
Yeah, was there a good moment?
I guess an indication that Tuck is wanting to stay long term.
Sure.
I feel like that
could change. I mean, like, he might have said, like, I'd love to be here. Let's see how the year goes and let's get into the year and have a conversation about it. Because
yeah.
what happens if a year from now they're talking about a rebuild? He's not going to want to be around for that. Nobody's going to want to be around for that.
Right.
If a year from now Dahlin gets fed up and he wants to go, then Tuck's going to say, like, then I'm definitely going to go. You know? And I don't know if we should plan on everybody jumping ship. By then, there's a new GM in theory. Who knows? Anyway, the low point for me in the press conference yesterday was kind of near the end. As we went along, and there's some things that are unintentionally funny that we will have some fun with. And mm-hmm. I will say 1,000 times throughout this process, they could make the playoffs next year. It's not exactly supposed to be that hard. You just make a couple moves. Like, if you went through the NHL's history and found teams that finished with 78 points, 79 points, and then mm-hmm. made the playoffs next year, it's not nuts at all. They could make the playoffs next year. Part of my concern, part of what I guess I would worry about, if they make the playoffs, does Kevin Adams feel like he's crowned? Does he get a decade? Because the job...
He might have that anyway.
Right, that's right. The job used to be, can this GM get us to a championship?
Right.
And now, like, can you imagine the Sabres as good and Adams being shrewd enough to make the moves to get them to the very, very top when most of their plans are just, we believe in this player that's already here. I know his hands are tied on a number of things when it comes to free agency, when it comes to no trade clauses, no movement clauses, but, man, it's all just kind of this, I've said it before, they're a second-tier soccer team that needs to get promoted. That they have been relegated, mm-hmm. and they need to get promoted to the playoffs. And for them, that is the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup for the Sabres is making the playoffs. And we kind of have to accept that is it until further notice.
Mm.
If they're able to do that, that's the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
It's either that or a right shot defenseman is their Stanley Cup. Because they've been talking about that for 10 years.
Yeah.
A right shot defenseman. Maybe they'll get a right shot defenseman. Anyway, it's my birthday. I'm not supposed to get this snarky. But, all right, the low point. I want to play one clip from this press conference. We'll play more throughout the day. To me, the low point, this brought me back to the Kruger days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a moment in this press conference that brings me back to the Kruger days. And that's kind of near the end. Mike Harrington from the Buffalo News asks a very good, very important, very, hey, let's all talk about one thing here kind of question.
Okay.
And that is,
yep.
you guys were bad and nothing happened. Here's the clip and then Adam's answer.
Had a 79-point season. And essentially, the only thing you traded out was a strength and conditioning coach. That's, to be frank, is odd. I mean, you're not going to fire the coach. He just got here. You've been here a while. No assistant GMs move. No assistant coaches move. Do you get the sense that why people think that's usual and you're just running things back from the same unit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about what people think, or I don't pay attention to noise or outside perspective. I think I've been pretty clear. I'll do whatever I believe is right to help the organization, which is something that we've backed up over the years in terms of whether it's coaching changes or, like you just mentioned, a complete new strength conditioning, adding Yarmo, adding Eric Stahl. I mean, Eric Stahl has just left a meeting that had incredible, in my mind, perspective, and, you know, the way he articulates, this is a really big addition to our staff. So, you know, and I think I just said that if there's an upgrade to make in the coaching staff that Lindy or I felt was going to help our team, then we would do it. Not worried about, you know, what people may think. This is about us doing the best we can in our minds to put the best team on the ice and best staff.
It's a long answer. There's a couple things in there that jump out. But the thing that took me back to the Kruger days was I remember keying in on Kruger at one point because he said of fan unrest and fan anger, It doesn't cross my desk. And I remember that day, I'd like to find my tweet on it. I don't understand why professional sports organizations, and the Sabres especially, do this a lot. Bottrell, fans want the coach fired? Kruger, it doesn't cross my desk. Adams, I don't care what anyone thinks. I don't listen to the outside world. I mean, we're talking about your fans here, not just outside observers. And I don't know, and I can never understand why the Sabres, especially for years and years and years and years, think it's a good message to say, I don't care or hear anything from the outside. I will never understand why anybody thinks, any GM could sit up there and think, that is a good thing to say. I don't hear it. Wow. You don't hear it? Then,
yeah.
Open the windows down there. It's insulting.
Yeah.
The fans.
It's to tell your fans that, hey, you're screaming into a void. I don't hear it.
It's to tell your fans, what are you mad about? I don't listen to that. Who cares about that? It's the old, if you're listening to the fans, you're going to sit with them, that old adage, which is, of course, not really true. We don't live in a world where every sports fan is an idiot. Some of us are, myself included, sometimes. But I will never understand it. I'll never. You need someone in a PR role to help there.
Right.
I don't hear it. You don't hear it. I'll never forget. I mentioned that Bottrell clip and that Kruger clip. And here's Adams adding his own. I don't really listen to outside noise. You definitely do. You brought up Samuelson. You definitely listen to outside noise.
He listens to outside noise from maybe the outside, but again, maybe it's not enough of your own customer base because you didn't know that you thought they would be upset by the misinformation about Samuelson.
Right. I feel bad for our fans because of trade rumors.
Right.
It's really what it is.
So maybe it is that the fan part of it doesn't cross his desk, maybe. Which is the most insulting part of it.
Right. And if for an organization that's, you know, tried to mend their relationship with their fans, and the Granato years accomplished that. And how did they do that? Granato was pretty honest. Granato was really welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
He was, when we would talk to him on the air, he would be very, very, just whatever, agreeable.
It's more forthcoming.
Understanding. Right. Very open and honest, very transparent. And now they're kind of back to not that at all. And Adams, you know, when I think back to when he started and he got the job, there was a humility and an earnestness. We knew he was inexperienced, but right when he got the job, maybe it's because people were lined up to, you know, bash Eichel with a bat.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of like, all right, you know what? Like, he cares, and there's no doubt he still cares, but there was an earnestness there. And now, like, the humility and the earnestness is gone, and it's defiance, and it's, I don't hear that, outside noise, distractions.
And then to also follow that up with, oh, no, strength and conditioning coach. Right. And
Eric
should
Stahl.
Have heard Eric Stahl in the meeting.
Eric Stahl and Yarmo. Like, I don't think there's anything bad about Eric Stahl and Yarmo joining the staff. But again, it's off-season number six. It's off-season number six.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you know, we just had a meeting where Eric Stahl gave such great perspective. And I don't dispute that might have happened, but it sounds like my girlfriend lives in Canada. You know, it sounds like you should see. You should see. You should have heard about
this.
She
goes to another school.
Yeah, she goes to another school. You should hear. Oh, you should have seen exactly what just happened. I mean, it was brilliant.
Speaking of which, did we find this out for sure yesterday? It just kind of came about that the Sabres have an assistant coach and their two most experienced people in the front office that all work remotely and don't live in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't go to the building day-to-day.
Which, how?
Kekalainen lives in Columbus. Karmanos lives in Pittsburgh. And there's an assistant coach that lives somewhere else. Like, just, I don't know if that matters. Just, yeah.
There's a lot of remote work out there.
I guess. Just, there's a lot of things that might have been 50th on the list. But part of me does want to feel bad for him on some level of, even that part of it. You're going into the office. Who's there? I don't know how many people are helping him with messaging, and Yarmo's not there, and Karmanos isn't there when you go into work that day. Like, you were probably underqualified for the job in the first place, and it feels like you're just kind of on your own trying to do it. And every press conference just makes me think this job is just too much for him. This job specifically here, it is too much for this guy.
I don't know that I think that, because I don't know that anybody else given the job would be given the resources to do it in the right way. I mean, look at the front office. You just mentioned, like, he just hired two new people to work remotely. How many people worked there before? Not enough.
Not a lot.
Not enough. All right. Here we are. It's my birthday.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Should order a cake. It's usually something you do ahead of time, though. You'll probably have cake later. You don't want to do cake twice in one day.
That is usually the kind of thing you do ahead of time.
Will you have a cake later?
I don't know.
You a big cake eater?
Possibly. Oh, you call me Adam Banks now?
No.
Cake eater?
Who's Adam Banks?
What?
Hmm? Adam Banks?
Yeah. Cake eater?
Don't know him.
You do. This is
you
a,
sure?
This is a yes, you do. It's before 7 a.m. It's not ringing for you.
Oh, you're right. You're
okay,
right.
Okay, okay.
Sorry.
The looks from Owen and Josh. Like,
Adam
Banks. Hold on. Give him a minute. He knows.
It also has been so long since I've seen the Mighty Ducks.
Okay, for sure. But Cake Eater is very much
a, you know. That's right. It's early. Right.
Showing our hockey chops here. 803-0550. A lot of folks already in the chat fired up, bringing comments. We'll definitely check in with the bullpen today. That's one of my birthday wishes, is to check in on what's going on in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that today. We'll talk to Paul at 7 o'clock. We'll, you know, talk about all of it, I suppose. It's 803-0550 to join us. I don't know if people will call about this or if it's just kind of like, yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes. Yep.
We like to hear you vent, though.
It's fine. Yeah.
Call in
and
vent.
You should have heard Stahl in this meeting. I'm not even saying it's not true. It's just the kind of thing. Okay. It's AC on the chat points out, girlfriend lives in Canada is actually very believable in Buffalo, and that's probably true, you know, so fair enough. Anyway, what do we do with it all? What are we supposed to do?
I got some numbers, by the way, on that claim that, oh, we fire coaches that Adams made there.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, Josh is here, Owen's here. We're hanging out. It's beautiful. It's a little cooler today. Not as humid, not as hot, but still, you know, right here in the thick of summer in late June. Give us a ring, 803-0550. If you want, you know, throw anything our way, we'd be happy to have you here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.